Hello, and welcome to Your Beautiful Soul, Consciously Creating and Expanding. I am Blissful to Be Me, and today I will be taking your phone calls for readings. The call-in number is 718-664-9124. The miracle card that I drew for today's show is from Marianne Williamson's Miracle Card Deck, and it is Potential Miracle. Every moment is a potential miracle. Take a deep breath, just be love, and watch the miracle unfold. Something I just wanted to bring up before I start taking callers. It has to do with this card. Every moment is a potential miracle. Take a deep breath, just be love, and watch the miracles unfold. I've been thinking a lot about life and death, especially in the past week or so. And so often, if we're in the position, or if we know someone else who is in the position where they're facing death, or at least death seems to be a very real possibility for someone we love, someone we care about, or for ourselves. A lot of times we'll think about death and our choices, and frequently you make a choice. You don't want to die. But how often, without being put in that situation, how often do we choose the other? How often do we say, I want to live, I choose life, I choose to live? Some interesting thoughts that I've been having. Say hello to Nathaniel Nesbett and guest 12066. I know you guys, this is late for me. I know you guys are from lots of different time zones. It's like 10:02 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for me, and usually I'm on the air about 12 hours prior, so thank you to everyone who stopped by to hang out with me during this time. I'm going to go ahead. I will be doing readings for those who are in chat also. So I'm going to start on the phone lines with area code 248.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. Who am I talking with?
Hi, my name's Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just got a quick question, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Sure, go for it.
Yeah, I'm looking to make a move to Williamson, North Carolina, possibly the first quarter of 2013, and I'm looking to see if my business is going to line up financially for that move, or will I still be I just started a new job waiting tables part time to take care of the day to day stuff. Will I make enough from that to over the next several months to kind of stock away to make the move and still wait tables over there while I'm building my business, or, you know, will the business kind of take care of itself?
Okay.
I know it's a lot.
I'm going to pull a couple of cards. I'm going to pull a couple of cards for you, see what comes up. The image that I had while you were talking was a ski slope, with you on a ski slope going downhill.
Okay.
Going downhill, downhill, downhill. All of a sudden, you like come up the other side, and you just go flying through the air.
Is that a good thing?
Yes. Okay, wow. That lined up pretty well. The cards that are coming up for you are affirmation, validation for you and what you want to do. The first card coming up is new beginning, listening, and celebration.
Nice.
So the new beginning, is that sounds like it's lining up with exactly what you are creating for yourself, what you're putting effort into creating for yourself. The listening card, I'm getting, remember to listen to your heart and not just follow expectations, whatever that may mean to you.
Okay.
And celebration in the end. I want to say in the end you'll be celebrating, but I'm getting that you already are.
Yeah,
are you
already
picking up on the fruition of what you've started creating that's coming together?
Yeah, I mean, I just get that feeling that it's happening. It's just, you know, I would definitely love to avoid another winter here in Michigan, but, you know, that doesn't look like it's going to happen.
I just drew another card for you, and it's abundance. So that's awesome how that all came together. I promise.
Absolutely.
It's not rigged. That's just astonishing how it just kind of all lined up right there. So I would say you have your ducks in a row.
Yeah, you know, I get that feeling and stuff like that, but, you know, again, impatience and so forth of ready for it to all happen now, you know, sometimes gets the best of me.
And, you know, that is so difficult. It is for all of us, because when we want something, when do we want it? Yesterday. We want it already. You want to keep in mind that you attract with your energy and with your thoughts. And when we go into that energy of lack, deprivation, or not happening soon enough, think of yourself in a relationship. If you're in a relationship and your partner, you feel like they're strangling you, you have no freedom, you can't get away, you have absolutely no space, is that going to bring you closer to them, or is that going to want you to, like, run in the opposite direction?
Opposite direction.
Exactly. So it's kind of like what we do whenever we really, really want something from a point of desperation. Why aren't you here yet?
That's exactly how I sound in my head. Awesome. And do you see the business taking care of it, or will I still be kind of waiting tables while building the business?
This may sound a little crazy, but what I heard right away is that you're not going to be waiting tables because you have to be waiting tables. For some reason, you're going to enjoy it. I don't know if it's people that you meet or you enjoy the atmosphere, the social aspect of it. But I think that even after things start picking up, that you're still going to do that from wanting to. Does that make sense to you?
There must be something magical with this new place that I'm going to start in a couple of weeks when the restaurant opens, because, I mean, I hate it.
Oh, you hate the restaurant?
I hate the restaurant business, and I hate waiting tables. So there must be something magical in this new job that's I'm going to work through for the holidays and into next year. So just kind of because I can't stand waiting tables, but I'm good at it, and I can make, you know, good money.
I don't know. I could be off on this then, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the same place, but what I'm picturing is you in a restaurant as a waiter, soft music in the background, nice lighting, and the energy of the place is really nice, and like whenever people come in, they're happy to see you, and they're grateful that you're there and that you're bringing them the food. It's not like you're a servant. It's enjoyable.
It's interesting because the new place is here, you know, right less than a mile from where I live, and I worked at another place that was, you know, blocks from where I live, and it's just ownership was awful and so forth. But I know all the guests miss the service aspect of what I do and how well I do it. and I run into them at the grocery store and all the time. And so it could be, that could be the new job here that people are going to be like, ah, Mike's back in town, you know, type of thing. So
okay.
But again, I guess moving into a town where you don't know anybody, I mean, if you waiting tables would be an easy way of getting to know people. So.
And making connections.
Exactly.
And getting out who you are and what you do and what you're planning.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, excellent. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for coming in and good luck with everything.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night. All right, guys and girls. I'm going to switch over here. There is, I'm not sure if it's Skype or if it's just unlisted, but you're the only other person on the phone line, so hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. You have such a sweet voice.
Oh, thank you. And you're very welcome. Who am I talking with?
My name is Patricia.
Patricia.
And I do have a question about life purpose. I'm all over the place, and I'd like to find out what you can intuitively or through the cards, through the angels, tell me what spirit would like for me to do in this life.
Oh, God, love you, Patricia. I know that we all want to know what our purpose is. We all want to know if we're on the right track and if we're on the right path. And this is just my personal opinion. I think that all spirit really wants for us is to be happy. It's as simple and as complicated as that. I'm going to go ahead and pull some cards for you and see what comes up. This might sound a little strange to you, Patricia, but is there anything that don't go there. Or no. Is there anything in the back of your mind that you don't want to know?
Is there something that I don't want to know?
I'm just asking.
I want to know everything. I'm open to all.
Have you recently, gone through a breakup or a hard time with a friendship or anything in a relationship?
Well, I'm in a difficult one right now, but I did. I met somebody a while back that had an impact on me, and I never made contact, but they went away, and I was a little bit heartbroken over that. So I don't know which one you're asking about, or maybe it's both.
You know what? I read a little differently. What I tend to do is get insights that kind of give you like light bulb moments, connect you with you for your own answers. So it's not necessarily me coming up with a right answer, just kind of maybe jogging your memory for your answer.
Yeah.
I was asking you those questions because the romance card is coming in with some challenges, and usually that means that either the person is going through a breakup or they've been in a rough relationship, whether it be romantical or friendship. The healing card is coming in very strong and very positive, meaning that this is a time for you to heal on all levels. The retreat card is coming in with some challenges, meaning are you finding it more difficult to clear your mind and to just kind of center and get your own answers,
yeah.
And be able to know what it is you want and be clear about like, making decisions and things that pertain to you.
Yes, that has been quite a challenge, and that's the reason why I'm calling. I'm the type of person that would always have the answers, like, immediately. And since I went through a trauma, losing a friendship, potential friendship, and then also being in a very tough relationship that has jolted me, has really taken a hold of me. So, yes.
When you were talking about this other person that you didn't pursue, I got this image of a back turned walking away. But what I was feeling was that it was a good thing, and that it would have been more of the same.
Okay.
You would have just been looking through a different window at the same scenery.
Yeah, like the same mistakes happening again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry?
I know with me that I will make, especially with relationships, I would make the same mistake over and over again. And it would be a new person, but the same thing would happen. And realizing that I was choosing the same thing over again to get me to see that I was worthy and that I didn't have to be treated a certain way. And so when I began making different choices, then even other people in my life started treating me differently.
Okay.
So
you're saying that this turning away of this person was divine intervention in a way? Or?
You know what? I'm saying that it was you connected to your essence, and you were making that connection conscious enough that you made the choice and you did that, and you were connected enough, even if you weren't completely and fully consciously aware that you were making the connection, you were making that connection, and you kept yourself from going down that road again because you made the conscious choice to choose differently.
Oh, okay, so it was me. Okay.
It was you. It was you. We are connected to our guidance, to our intuition. And I know even with myself, people can call me and I can do my show and I can be open and I can receive information for other people. It's more difficult with me, though, especially if your emotions get involved, because then the monkey mind starts going and it's hard to tell what's intuition and, you know, what's monkey mind. I think it can be more difficult to find your answers whenever you're in a stress mode, kind of like fight or flight kind of thing. But you do. You have your answers all the time. And on some level, even though you may not have been fully consciously alert to the fact that you are consciously creating in that moment, you obviously were.
Okay.
Am I making any sense?
Yes, absolutely. It's
okay.
I'm starting to learn.
So what I want to tell you, what I'm getting is stop beating yourself up over it. It's like you save yourself and then you're like back there, but you should have been out, but you should have been out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and ask you, are you having extreme loneliness?
I was, but I think I'm starting to get out of it.
Okay.
I'm just on a path where, you know, it's hard to connect with you know, I'm really longing for my soul group, my soul family, and my soul mates, and my twin flame, and my God family.
What if I told you that you are connected to all of that, completely connected, and the only thing that changes is your perception of that connection?
Yes, I know that I need to get out of the rut of thinking that, you know, it's not there. 'Cause...
Are you good with visualization?
You know, I'm not going to say yes or no, but I do visualize. I believe that I have manifested certain things by visualizing in the past. It's just that I got into a rut, and it's hard to, you know, you got to get out of it.
Yeah, and when I say, are you good at visualizing, I just mean if you close your eyes or open your eyes, if I tell you, the boy with the red hair picks an apple from the short tree. Can you readily see that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. When you get your information, do you have one way that you usually get it, or do you receive information through multiple senses? Do you feel?
Through multiple.
Okay. One thing that I'm getting that would be helpful for you is I'm getting sitting, but you don't have to sit to meditate. What I'm getting is sit, take deep breaths, relax, put your arms out to the side with your palms up, and just be open and ask to feel. Ask to feel the presence of whoever it is, whatever it is that you want to feel.
Okay.
Whenever you're in that state where you're relaxed and you're feeling and that information is coming in, it won't be a matter of the monkey mind trying to override anything. You know, whenever we're in that place where we're lonely or we're feeling alone, it really doesn't do any good to, like for me, when, oh, you're not alone, you're fine, look at all these people. Because I've been in rooms full of people and, you know, just wanted to cry my heart out because I felt so alone, you know. And for someone to come up and say, you know what, you're not alone, look at all these people, blah, blah, blah. Well, that doesn't mean anything because it's not about the visual looking around and seeing. It's about being in the heart and actually feeling that connection.
Yes.
I just keep hearing, stop beating yourself up.
Yeah, I think I went through a period of that, you know, of beating myself up over things that didn't materialize, and not appreciating, you know, what had materialized that I wanted. But I'm getting through that. You know, I am getting over the fact that this person didn't materialize in my life. You know, they were just there for a short while and went away. But you're saying that it was actually a good thing.
When you started talking about it again, I'm hearing blessing in disguise.
Okay. Yeah, I was feeling that, but then of course sometimes, you know, you want that friendship and it's not there. But you know, it comes in and out, in and out.
We stay in relationships for lots of crazy reasons, and there have been plenty of times when women are in a relationship, and I'm sure it happens the other way around too, but a lot of abused women will stay in the relationship because even though they're afraid of their partner, they're more afraid of what it's like without their partner.
Yeah.
You know, and even in those situations, the women will blame themselves for the abuse. Well, if I would have done this, if I wouldn't have done that, if this would have been, you know, and they chase their monkey mind around all day long thinking that they're the problem.
Yeah.
And what if it's not that you need someone else to love you, or you need someone else to fill that space? What if it's actually that you need to dump all the garbage so that you can love you?
Right. Oh, yes, becoming whole within myself, yes, definitely.
Well, you know, that's the thing, you're already whole. You know, you're not a half person walking around, and you're definitely not a portion of a divine being walking around. You're not only a small aspect of divinity. You're already whole. And it's all of the judgments that we put on ourselves that, oh, this isn't good enough, or this should be that way, and we put those judgments on ourselves, and then we look for, and when I say look, I'm kind of, whenever I say we, I'm kind of categorizing everyone in with me with my own personal experience. So if anyone has never felt this way, do not feel like you have to include yourself. But I know that, you know, there have been times when I felt so bad about myself, but I was looking outside for someone to make me feel good about myself, for someone to love me and someone to tell me how great I was and all this other stuff, because I didn't believe it. You know, I thought the opposite. So I was looking for someone to validate for me that I was okay.
Right. So the three cards that you got for me was, wow, it was, I guess, my question about life purpose had turned towards relationship and the healing.
Well, kind of put it right back in your lap, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Purpose
I wasn't
is
expecting
to heal
it.
You and be happy.
Now, what is it that the card's trying to tell me? You said there was a good thing about
Ooh,
the healing.
I just asked for another card, and I'm getting all kinds of chills. What I wanted was something that I could relay to you about your next upcoming relationship, and I was getting that it's blocked, and the card that's coming in as a challenger is trust.
Trust?
Trust.
Okay. And trust in?
Trusting yourself, trusting in you, standing in your power.
Right.
Figuring out what it is that you want and accept only that and not just pull the shortest string out there so that you have a string.
Okay. So it went from relationship to healing to retreating.
And the retreating, that was coming in as a challenger, and that wasn't that you need to back off or escape or anything like that. That was an indication to me that you're having trouble centering, getting your information. Going into that state where you can connect and pull your information in. Do you know what I mean? So it's not about escaping anything in that terms. It's not about retreating, like giving up or anything like that. It's about going inside, stepping out of the world and stepping into you.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. And I've been, you know, trying to do that a little bit more and more and more and more, and I feel really good about it. Excuse me. I feel really good about doing that because that's where the real answers come from.
I'm sorry, I have to go here because your energy with your voice is not... Oh, I'm going to say this because I don't want to come across as confrontational.
Oh, no.
The energy in your voice, the way you're coming across to me, is not matching up.
Okay.
You sound like you really need someone who really loves you just to wrap their arms around you and give you a big hug and just hold you and tell you that everything is going to be okay. And instead, it's like you're talking to me, and through your voice, you're trying to convince yourself.
I'm what? I'm sorry? I'm what myself?
Convince.
Oh, okay. And it could be that I'm just getting tired. It's been a long day.
That could be it, too. That could be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 10:31 here, so yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Fast bedtime.
Yeah, and I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning, so I'm getting a little tired myself. But interesting, very interesting reading. I very much appreciate it, and, you know, you are right on. It's
you're very welcome. I don't want to be a complete downer. The last card that came up for you is blessings.
Excellent.
And what I'm hearing with this card is completion of the cycle.
Ah, that sounds good. That's exactly what I need to hear.
Good.
Yeah, because I've been through a whirlwind, and I do need this cycle to end, and I need to continue and move on to better things. And I'm glad that you told me that I need to stand in my power, because that is something that I need to do. Definitely.
I think that's all I have.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. I will
try to call you again in the future, maybe with a more uplifting spirit. Thank you so much. You have a good night now.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Oh, God, love you. You're both still in the chat room. That's funny. All right. Nathaniel, I'm going to go ahead and pull some cards for you, buddy. If you want to call in, you can. There are no other callers on the line. The number for Nathaniel or anyone else that would like to use it is 718-664-9124. And I'm going to go ahead and pull some cards for you, Nathaniel. I'm going to take a moment and let everyone know that Universal Energy Radio has a show on every day of the week. I do my show on Mondays, and I usually do it at 11 a.m., though when other things come up, it tends to be 10 o'clock at night. So thank you to everyone who has joined me. If you want to get an email reminder of when the shows are on so you don't miss a show, you can click follow. All right. See what comes up here for you, my friend. Nathaniel, are things a little crazy for you right now? Cards that came up for you. I was like, come on, guys. Same old cards over and over again. Come on. I'm just asking because the cards that are coming up are all coming up with challenges, ideas, and inspiration. You're getting the ideas and are listening to them. Truth and integrity and balance. So, are you in the chat room or are you just listening? I'm gonna ask for some more cards here to pop up. And the blessing card. Blessings among the madness. Does that make any sense to you, Nathaniel? The cards that I'm pulling are like turmoil, stress. Huh. Yes. I'm just asking if you're in chat. I'm going to try sending a message to our guests to see if they can type back in the private chat. Are you in chat? I'm going to be talking to myself here soon, which means that's the case. You guys are going to get to listen to me ramble about choosing to live. Just in case guest 12066 not able to type in chat, I'm going to ask them to connect and have some cards pop up. Oh, good, you are here, Nathaniel. All right. I was just asking, Nathaniel, the cards that were coming up that I was pulling for you were kind of like chaotic. I don't know. Honestly, I was in the middle of a whirlwind going round and round. Everything, the cards that were coming up with challenges, except for blessings was coming in very strong at the end. And I was hearing, what was it? Blessings in the Madness? Come on, Nathaniel, help me out here, buddy. See, type your message. All right. Just 12066. If you're listening, let's see. Your energy feels very nice, open. Wow. Hopefully you're listening. Guest 12066. The cards that The cards that are coming up for you are blessings, spiritual growth, and miracles. And those are all coming in very strong in a quote-unquote positive way. If you were logged in, if you have an account, I know sometimes people pop in as guests because they just don't want to be bothered. But if you sign in with your logo, or if you create an account, which only takes a couple minutes, then you can type in the chat. If you were able to type in the chat, I would ask you if you are currently doing healing work or working with energy. When I first tuned in to ask to pull some cards for you, your energy felt very nice, very open, expanding, kind of like warm fuzzies. All right, Nathaniel, I'm going to go over here to the phone line. Hey, buddy.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I just moved out of my house. And I'm staying in a motel. I'm looking for a room right now. I got 101 things to do, you know, I have a lot of stuff, a lot of challenges right now. I wasn't in the chat. I don't I got stuff to do. Usually when I listen, but I just have a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, so things are really crazy for you right now.
Right.
I can't even imagine. I'm just agreeing with you.
Oh yeah, I got two storage stalls for my stuff, and I'm running around here. I almost I went to the doctor, and I've seen a chiropractor, and he was kind of worried about me Friday, and I had worked, 5 or 6 14-hour days. And I still have a lot to do, so I really don't even.
Did you hear me when I was saying that the last card was the blessings card and that it was coming in strong?
I think you faded out after that. I thought it was like challenges or something, and I was trying to eat that. Getting chat.
Oh.
I wasn't
chat.
I better call.
A lot of the cards that were coming up as with challenges with them, but at the end was the blessings card, and I heard blessing in the middle of what was the word? In the middle of the madness, or in midst of the madness, or something funky. But the one card I remember was your ideas and inspiration were coming in, that you were having ideas, but that you weren't listening. Serenity.
I have called this girl tonight about a room to rent, and I've already talked to her, and then I got another call. On my new cell phone, I really don't even know how to use it that well. So I didn't know how to answer another call when I was already making a call. So I missed the lady that was calling to rent the room to try to sell the refrigerator.
Okay, there they are. Balance. Truth and integrity, ideas and inspiration were all coming in with challenges. I was just like, oh my gosh. And just, I felt like I was in this wind tunnel.
Well, I'm sure they'll sort it all out here soon.
I'm going to pull a couple more cards for you. I'm going to ask that the cards that come forward are encouraging. Well, spiritual growth is encouraging. miracles, and emerging. I get this image of you on zipping, like from head to toe, and it's like you're just taking this huge, heavy, dark outfit off, and it drops down, and you're just there standing in the light.
Well, I think that getting rid of the old house may be a big blessing in disguise or whatever here soon, but that's what, you know, they were kind of saying, so I'll just have to. Seems like everything's are falling in place, you know. I got a mess of stuff to organize, you know, and you know, this goes here, you know, that goes there, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all falling into place, you know. I just have to make a little effort, you know, and spin around and to get it all done.
Mm-hmm.
Time to water the Nathaniel. So I'm finding, you know, both, you know, getting organized, like finding things. I found some money, but actually I have some other money stashed that I haven't even found yet. So
oh, really?
Working 14 hours a day, you know, just, you know, some things I have to rush into boxes or bags or something, and, you know, blah, 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 so mm-hmm. I haven't had time to, you know, get organized.
I'm kind of putting my feelers out there for something else to say to you that would be helpful, but I'm getting that you don't really need me to say anything.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Do you think
that... Go ahead.
Do you think that one room I was going to rent tonight, do you think that will be the place that I move into? It's 700. Only 700 or, I don't know, 700 is a lot or a little a month to rent a room there. It's in a house. It's not an apartment complex or anything.
You know what? I heard no. Know something better. Let me pull some cards and see what comes up about.
Because I just have to look.
Wow. Miracles and emerging, the same two exact cards that came up.
Wow.
And trust. I think that the one room that you're talking about right now is nice, but that's something better.
Yeah. It's just I got to get used to looking on the ads. I kind of been, the last 3 days I went to the hot springs just trying to recuperate from that long week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I only stayed about an hour and a half or maybe 2 hours. I think it was only an hour and a half today, but Saturday I stayed almost all day, but, you know, I stayed on and off. You know, I came back and did some yoga. And then they had a yoga class there, so it's hard to stay in, you know, for, you know, it's like an hour and then take a break.
When you're out and about, are you a social person? Do you like to talk to people and mingle and intermix?
You know, sometimes I do, but sometimes I don't. You know, sometimes I'm tired and I think, well, I need to recharge my battery, you know. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, different kinds of energy out there. And I don't want to pick up some bad stuff. I just want to try to recharge, you know. So a lot of people,
uh-huh.
A lot of times I'll speak, you know, when, you know, there's kind of silence, you know, because I don't know, I'll say something to somebody.
Okay. This is really strange then, because when I was getting the something better, you were talking about you haven't been looking in the ads as much as normal. I was thinking that the place that you're going to end up finding wouldn't be found through the paper, that it would be found through talking to someone, and it was going to be community-oriented.
Huh.
So, just take that with a grain of salt.
Any ideas or any hunches? Would it be at the hot springs? Because I'm a seasoned member there. I'm an annual member, and I like to go out to the hot springs. It's really, you get a lot of minerals, and, it feels really good.
I heard a yes with that.
Would it be in the San Diego area? Would I move out of town a little bit, or...?
I heard outskirts. Is that such a thing? Outskirts of San Diego? Is that such a thing?
Yeah, that might be Encinitas. I think that's outskirts. Probably, yeah. That might be Encinitas. Maybe you could ask.
All I'm hearing is laughing.
Huh.
But I think they're laughing at me because I'm thinking, like, as I'm talking with you, doing my show is actually a great way to exercise my intuition. And I've been stepping more and more out of my box when I'm doing the readings. And with you, it's easier because I know you. So more and more is popping in, and whereas before I might be quiet and not say anything because it didn't make any sense to me, I'm just saying the first thing that pops into my head. So know that I'm practicing, Nathaniel. Don't take anything I'm saying to the bank. You know, if it feels right, then it's you using me as a resource to get to your answers.
Right.
What? It's fun. It's like playtime.
Okay, well, thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's much easier and much more effective to create from a playful space.
Uh-huh. To create from a playful base rather than like a stressed out.
What's that?
Rather than more of a stress space?
Well, yeah, because if you think about it, children are the greatest creators. They so easily go into that state of play, and they can go from one thing to another. They're not locked into choices. As we have our experiences and get older, you know, as adults, we can be kind of rigid in our routines and our choices and our willingness to choose differently. You know, we have all these rules and regulations and things we can think and things we can't think and, you know, all this other stuff. And whereas kids, you know, they're creating in the moment. You know, something happens and 10 minutes later they're over it and they're in a different space.
Yeah, that's right. So maybe I should be more childlike, huh?
I'm child at heart.
I think I am. I think I'm kind of am.
And so your energy is really soothing.
You know, I think my energy is soothing, and some other people, sometimes they have, you know, extremely unsoothing energy, and I could kind of take a, you know, it seems like I kind of get drained sometimes around.
Um, one thing, too. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding around the idea of energy and people take, quote unquote, taking our energy or zapping us. Or one thing that I've noticed, too, is that when I allow my energy to stretch out, it can have what I interpret as tiring effect. Whenever you get up into that higher vibration and, you know, you feel lighter and you're stretching out, I think that as your physical body is getting used to that higher vibration, that you are less and less tired. Just talking to you right now, I feel like I could go to sleep and my head is like, I feel like I could just float, like not go to sleep because you're boring, but just, you know, the energy. And even as, you know, earlier whenever I was looking at the cards and stuff and the chaos and everything, I That's wouldn't funny. Have known that from feeling you.
Because usually I can meditate pretty good, but now I have a lot to do. But I guess I'm kind of doing it in a you know, calm way, you know.
I think too that you are able to hold that vibration more consciously and with less effort, if that makes sense. So even though you know, obviously you're in 3D and you have things that you have to do, you are vibrating at that level. I know it sounds like I've been drinking, but I haven't. my head is just spinning from you trying to make sense. It's just like can you tell a difference in the way you feel tonight?
Pardon me?
Can you tell a difference in the way you feel tonight? Like, do you feel like you're vibrating any higher? Or do you feel lighter?
I've just been, you know, it's a big journey for me, so, you know, I can't, you know, I've never went through this before, you know, but I guess I kind of have, but I'm a little discombobulated. So I think a massage would do me really well.
Oh, wow. I just got the 90-second warning. You're making it hard for me to think. I'm sorry. I feel like lightheaded and just like woohoo. I have to bottle that energy. You're starting to feel like when I talk to Anna. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close the show. I want to thank you for calling in, Nathaniel, and thank you for sharing your energy. That was a nice treat, and you don't have to worry about me taking it or zapping you. All right. I think the switchboard just dropped Nathaniel. I want to say thank you to everyone who's listened and stopped by the chat room. It was late, but it was fun. Remember to mark Universal Energy as a favorite and check us out on Facebook and like us if you haven't done that yet. Because we're a lot of fun. Thank you. Have a great night.